If they win the next election, they are going to scrap the controversial third runway at Heathrow Airport and tempt airline passengers away from high-polluting internal flights onto the rail network. And they're going to do that by saying that they would be prepared to spend £15.6 billion over 12 years to build a new high-speed rail network that would link London St Pancras to Birmingham, Manchester and Leeds. And the Conservatives are saying that that could lead to a reduction of 66,000 flights a year from Heathrow, which would be 44% of the capacity of the planned new third runway at Heathrow. And they would say there is therefore no reason for that third runway at Heathrow. The Conservatives believe that this announcement is particularly significant on a number of levels. It shows that in the current downturn, they still have some pretty serious policy plans. It shows also, they would say, that they are still attached to their environmental agenda. Some people have said that David Cameron is going soft, going not so interested in the environment given the economic downturn. And this, David Cameron will say, shows that they are still committed to the environment. But they would also show that this shows how you can do things for the environment, but do it in a way that does not jeopardise economic development and, if anything, they would say, helps economic development, because this will be a brand new railway line on completely new tracks, and it would mean that we would have TGV-style trains in Britain running at 180 miles an hour, linking London to Leeds.
How have they costed this new initiative?
Well, the Conservatives are saying that it would cost £20 billion to fund this new railway line. That would be £20 billion spent between 2015 and 2027. So we'd have to wait all that time, 2027, to get the new line. And they say it would mostly be funded by the government. It would be £15.6 billion of government money. That would be £1.3 billion a year spent between 2015 and 2027. And the rest of the money, which I think from my math is about £4.4 billion, that would be funded from the private sector. And the Conservatives are saying that the way that they would fund this from government coffers is that at the moment £5.6 billion a year is spent by the government on the railway capital project. So the £1.3 billion a year would come from that £5.6 billion capital project. Now, Labour has resisted a high-speed railway line because it says the priority should be to upgrade the existing lines. The existing main lines are the West Coast main line and the East Coast main line. The Conservatives are saying, well, nothing's planned from that budget from 2015, so hey, we can use it for a high-speed rail line.